now that it's official, you're thoughts on losing someone like Jordan Hicks for the season?
I mean, it's, you know, it's huge, but, you know, it's not the first big role player that we've lost this year. So we'll have to move on. I think, yeah, we're encouraged by the way that Nigel Bradham's playing. Obviously going to lean a lot more on Michael Kendricks, Najee Good, Joe Walker, and some of the other guys, probably some DBs, moving guys around different packages. But it's not the first game that, you know, we've obviously missed Jordan a couple games earlier this year. It's one of those things that, you know, it sucks for him because I know he's going to want to be a part of what we're doing. But it doesn't change our goals, our plans, or anything. You know, we're going to keep trucking along, keep plugging in, dealing with injuries like we have been, and focusing on what we can handle.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you see yourself playing more of a linebacking role and even playing, making more calls, kind of like a Deion Buchanan does with Arizona?
No, I don't see that. We got a lot of faith in Michael Kendricks coming in, Najee Good. Like I said, Nigel Bradham has been playing really, really well. I think he'll take over that role as a play caller. We feel really good about that. I don't see that unless the matchup or something dictates that.
Can you give a recap of the trip to Harrisburg and what that was about, what you got done this week?
Yeah, so we wanted to speak with legislators about a few topics, mainly dealing in criminal justice reform, and in particular wanted to lend our support to a bill called the Clean Slate Act. That would automatically seal non-misdemeanor or non-violent misdemeanor records after a 10-year period. Just an opportunity that we saw to really make some immediate change to our criminal justice system, specifically here in Pennsylvania. So we wanted to make sure that it was something that we had tried to schedule two times before, and third time's a charm, I guess, but we were able to get up and meet with a bunch of people throughout the day, just to have those conversations to push that bill forward. So hopefully by the end of the year that'll get done.
Coming away from it, did you feel it was a very productive meeting?
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, everybody we talked to was receptive. We had good dialogue. I feel like we got a good understanding of where that bill is at. So it was passed in the Senate, now it has to go through the House. So we're able to talk about, you know, where we see that going, and hopefully that'll continue.
I mean, from the Niners' standpoint, you face a team that not much is known about them, given their 0-7 record, their young quarterback, different parts being changed in and out. How do you approach that team this weekend?
Man, we approach it just like any other team. You prepare. But the main thing is we focus on ourselves, focus on where we need to get better as a team. We focus on the areas that we need to improve and go play. At the end of the day, it's, you know, whoever that opponent is, you always prepare. You find what you know, you watch the tape. You get ready to perform. You show up and play your ball.
Carson has always said that this team is wired differently from last year. Everybody's talked about, you know, how this team is mentally different from last year. So you face them. You're coming off a big win against the division opponent. You face a team that's looking for their first win. Obviously, there's no fear of any kind of complacency or looking past the team this weekend.
No, not at all. I mean, we got the opportunity to go 7-1 this week, and that's huge. You know, it's one of those things that this is the NFL. There are no teams that can't beat you, and you know, we're looking forward to another opportunity to get in the link and compete. Obviously, we got our own issues that we got to fix and get guys ready to play. So it's plenty to look forward to, plenty to focus on this week. I don't think complacency is a problem.
I think I saw that you called Carson Wentz magic after that game against Washington. How confident is this defense in him when he's leading the offense, especially on third down?
I mean, what he's been able to do on third down, I think, is been exceptional. But, you know, our biggest thing on defense is, you know, we know that when Carson especially takes care of the football, you know, that even if it's a slow start, that those plays are going to eventually come just because he has that ability to make plays with his feet. He has that ability to create, you know, plays when they aren't there. And so we know those plays are going to come. The biggest thing is we always just encourage and push them to make sure that they're taking care of the football. They don't put us in any bad situations. And I thought that was one of the things that we did well this past game is, you know, defensively, especially early when the offense was kind of sputtering, we were able to get stops and keep that game close. And then toward the end of the game, when the Redskins did come with some answers offensively against us, our offense responded right back with some answers. So it's that complementary football that I think is going to be key for us to continue to win.